Looking back on the day, my mom was just kind of, I could tell she wasn't really like her normal self. She was just kind of melatonin, not really just being lively or anything like that.
In a potential sea of pink next week, two Pella High School girls, just two of many, will take a few more seconds than others might to honor breast cancer survivors.
The chopper back towards Lowry. It'll squeeze between the pitcher and first baseman, an infield single for the speedster, Sarah Tallman.
Senior Sarah Tallman may best be known by some for her sensational summer of softball in 2015, but in 2014, her family life changed significantly before her junior year began with her mother's diagnosis of breast cancer.
I got back from a trip in Colorado without my family, and so I came back and they waited until the next day to tell me so I could just kind of get off the high from the trip. And my mom told me just by myself personally, and at first I just didn't know how to react. It was just really shocking, and I didn't know how that could happen, and I just went up to my room, and then it kind of hit me, and I just started crying on my own, and it was just more of a like internal thing, and it wasn't something that I really showed with people, but I knew that I had to support my mom and just make sure that I was a positive attitude at home and make sure that she was going to be able to get through everything.
Junior Jordan Rempe is a volleyball player on the mend for the Lady Dutch this season. Her mother was diagnosed 2 years ago.
One of the reasons I was so surprised that my mom had breast cancer was because in May of the year she was diagnosed, she actually got a mammogram and it came back that she was fine and didn't have cancer or any signs of anything like that. And then 3 or 4 months later, then in September, was when we found out that she actually had breast cancer. And she said she was showering and like noticed a bump and then thought, oh, like that's not normal. I should probably go and get that checked out. And then I don't really know if it crossed her mind that the bump could have led to being cancerous or anything because she had just had the mammogram, you know, a few months prior.
Jordan says she took on more responsibilities and had to grow up a little bit sooner than she expected to help take some of the duties she otherwise took for granted before her mother's diagnosis.
And I just realized I needed to take on a little bit more like responsibility with the house, with cleaning and picking up after myself and like helping out with like meals and stuff and my sister as well. And that was around the time when I got my school permit, so I was able to help give like myself a ride to like the places I needed to go and to where my sister needed to go. And I just realized that the more I could do that, I could just like help out my mom, the more it would help her because she wouldn't have to think about, oh, doing the laundry or doing this or that.
Both say they now know the importance of regular health screenings.
She was kind of putting off her mammogram for like a couple months because it like just wasn't working into her schedule, and she was just putting it off, not really wanting to do it. And then like 4 months later, then she did her mammogram, and then that's how they found out. But she said that she was kind of putting it off because she thinks she had, like, she knew that she had it, and it was good that she finally got her mammogram.
And while both of their mothers found out early in the process, that didn't make going through treatment any easier. Rempe's mother started to lose her hair while on vacation during her chemo, which she says hit the family harder because of her mother's occupation.
So my mom's a hairstylist, and so that was just kind of weird because, like, a hairstylist, obviously, I mean, their whole job is, like, dealing with hair and stuff, and so it was just really hard to take that away because it's like your physical appearance. And I think once, especially for women, when they become bald, like through chemo, then it's a visual reminder every day. And also just some days my mom would be just really weak from chemo. And so that was pretty hard just to see her struggle just to walk from like the living room to the kitchen, which is like 20 feet.
Sarah says despite the positive prognosis now, it's still hard to look back and remember at some points just how little she could help.
The hardest part was knowing that I could lose my mom and there really wasn't anything in my control that I could do other than just be there for her. There wasn't anything that I could physically do. But I think it was just knowing that if I had a bad day, I I had to make sure I still had a positive attitude for her and I was still really supportive. And I think that was what was hard to realize, was that it wasn't about me, it was about her, and I just had to be there for her. It was like a completely selfless act. And sometimes it's easy to say, oh yeah, just it's all about that person, but sometimes it's a lot harder than you think it is, and that's one of the hard things about it too.
Rempe had a conversation with a friend at her church's youth group after first hearing about the diagnosis, one that completely changed her perspective.
I told just an older, I think she was a junior, that went to my youth group, and I just told her like what had happened, and she was like, oh, you know, like she didn't give me the reaction I thought, you know, that she would give me, like, oh, I'm so sorry, things will get better. She was just kind of like, in a year from now, things will be fine and you'll be great and you'll be thanking God that this happened to you. And I was like, you're crazy. There's no way I'm going to, in a year from now, like, be thanking some, like, I just didn't think I would be happy that my mom had cancer, you know, later on in life or anything. But then now I can actually say, like, I'm so thankful this like happened to my family, because not only did it made me stronger and made me realize more of how to be compassionate to someone and how to be selfless and how to really put someone else before you.
And Tallman says she'll appreciate everybody that shows up next Friday night donning the pink in honor of her mother and survivors like her.
I think that since this is going to be my first time having been affected by breast cancer in my family, it's just going to be a completely new experience, because it's going to mean a lot more and it's going to be gratifying to see how much support everyone's giving.
For KNIA KRLS Sports, I'm Andrew Schneider.